Meanwhile, Syria has strongly reacted to Washington's very recent military threats against the crisis-hit Arab country. The Syrian Foreign Ministry says it is not surprised by such a thoughtless U.S. escalation of tension in the Middle East. The Syrian government has also accused the White House of sponsoring terrorism in the war-battered country. Damascus says that the U.S. government is using fabrications and lies as an excuse to target Syria. Let's bring in Jim Dean, managing editor and columnist at Veterans Today, who joins us from Atlanta. The latest, Jim Dean, of course, is the tweet by Trump met by Russia's, I guess, response that missiles should be targeting terrorists, not the democratically elected government of Syria. But what is the U.S. doing right now? It seems like they're trying to build a coalition, and one source has said they have 22 targets in mind in Syria.
Well, we have really three parts to this. One, not surprisingly, Trump is trying to milk this for everything he can get as a great war leader. But a lot of us are really just appalled because we look at the conduct as like a young teenager, bravado in a high school schoolyard. And also then part two, we were really surprised by the American military and intelligence, no one really standing up to this, because we know that anybody in military or civilian intelligence with more than two brain cells to rub together know that this gassing thing was a complete, total hoax. It's actually comical in how crudely it was thrown together. So they're also going to be stained by this, because to send the American military in harm's way in something that's so clearly a fraudulent event is really something I would challenge them on their oath of office, that they were just on board. It's the type of thing you would expect from a mercenary force that had been hired to do what they were told to do. But their vow to protect the American people and the military, one of their biggest oaths is to see to it that the civilian leadership will never abuse the military, sending them into a totally unnecessary war, which this is. And then part three, again, not so shockingly, we're seeing a complete stand down in all of America's institutions, religious, business, economic, academic. No one is standing up for what an unbelievably patent fraud this whole thing is. And media, of course, is not reporting any of the really solid information that just shows that this white helmet thing was completely rigged. No discussion of motive whatsoever. It's really a disheartening thing to see so-called democracies just laying down, and we're watching a classic version of what we call sleepwalking into a war.
Do you think that the way that the U.S. is conducting itself in terms of wanting to attack Syria is something that the American people have a voice on in terms of any discouragement from that area? I mean, is that something that even Trump would consider? I mean, what type of sentiment are Americans having when they're hearing about this possible war scenario?
Well, it's really disappointing, because on one thing, we find out that people on the street, they all think it's a hoax. Everybody thinks that Trump is faking it. So we're hearing that over and over and over. But people may think that, but where the disconnect is they're not really doing anything about it. There's no calls going into Congress like we had years ago when Obama was going to make the first attack on Syria. That was really stopped partially due to the tremendous number of phone calls that went into Congress and the White House. That's totally missing now. So Gordon and Duff and I, we're having a hard time understanding what happened between then and now, where we would see the entire country just laying down and watching this like they were at a movie, when this is something that's really happening that can have very negative consequences to the country, their lives, and the lives of their children with this crazy situation that's developing. And we really look at, we have a situation here that's spinning out of control, and we're just hoping that some grown-ups will step in at some point and say, we have to stop this nonsense.
Finally, and quickly, Russia has said that they are going to hit the missiles and the source if it comes under attack. Now, it seems like a lot of the focus is going to be on the way that Russia is going to react. How do you see them reacting?
It's going to be very difficult for them not to attack some of the sources after they've made a patent statement on doing that. We were kind of concerned here that the U.S. may also be trying to attack. They've said that only if Russian forces are attacked. So we're thinking the U.S., what it might try to do is make sure it hits targets where there are no Russian forces. So therefore, that tripwire is not tripped. And then again, we're also seeing that the military may be wanting to test some of Russia's defenses to see whether our electronic warfare is better than theirs, that to get some intelligence on how good the Russian stuff that they have to block this really is. So this may be more of a kind of a show where they're actually trying to test out each other's weapon systems. So we're hoping that it's on a large scale, but 22 targets is a big war, and this could spin out of control very quickly, literally in one day.
We appreciate that. Thank you. Jim Dean, managing editor and columnist at Veterans Today.